by the dawn's early light. What so proudly we hailed
at the twilight's last gleaming,
whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night fight.
You're right.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the Klingon bursting in air, they proved through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
It's time now for the OSG.
Three whoopies and a hot damn.
For sure, it's football time.
College.
The lateral to the corner of the end zone. Can you believe that?
Football.
All the band is out on the field. He's going to go into the end zone.
Preview show.
It's Division I football.
ACC.
SEC.
Big East.
Big 10.
Big 12.
Pac 10.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The stadium is worse.
Featuring expert pigskin commentary from the online sports guys.
How can you not love this place?
Let's kick off this show with your host, John Nelson.
Well, well.
Thank you, Blakeney, from the Rumble Room, week three of the college football review preview extravaganza on the OSG Sports Radio Network. What have I forgotten?
You haven't forgotten a thing. You got it all in.
Okay. One of the longest. I feel like a NASCAR driver.
With the shameless plugs?
Well, just all of them. You know, you're trying to get all of the plugs
you
in at once.
You got to make everyone happy.
Make your sponsors happy.
Exactly.
A-Block, the week that was. And just go ahead and fire off. Here's your mashup from last week.
Trying to rebound from the disappointment last week, UCLA game. It was tough for our guys looking at the film yesterday, going over it with them before we went out to practice, because there were so many ways we should have won the game. And so our guys were in the tank as they should be. Especially having our crowd. Our crowd was there early. Our crowd was jacked up for the game. Did a great job on third down, helping us play really good on third down on defense. And we didn't respond. We had a chance to finish. We had two drives in the fourth quarter, one a 17-play drive, one a 13-play drive, that we weren't able to finish like championship teams do. So it's something that we need to learn from, learn how to finish, and continue to improve on the team.
It would have been nice to have won that one, 43-41. That would have been nice, but we didn't do it. Frustrating being in the red zone that much and not being able to score. Yeah, frustrating. But still, if we score there at the end, you know, all is forgiven, but we didn't do it. It was a good last drive. It was a very good last drive. We won the score with 10 seconds left. That was our goal.
Defensively, I just don't know what to say. I mean, that was as good a defensive football game as I've seen in a long, long time. I mean, it was a great team effort, you know, and I'm so proud for Tyler Albrecht to come in there and kick his first field goal. And I probably said some harsh things about those guys in the last few weeks, but I was really proud for him.
He's here to wrap it all now, Woody.
That's right, Ron. The Michigan Wolverines in a grudge match against arch rival Notre Dame, the Irish. Oh, Michigan State taking on Central Michigan. The Chippewas going for the win, but kicker Andrew Aguila's 47-yard try was wide left. MSU escapes, right? Well, not so fast. There was offsides on the play. That gave Central another try, and from 5 yards closer, Aguila just gets it through the uprights. The 42-yarder was the game winner as Central Michigan upsets Michigan State 29-27.
On two occasions, the Irish erased 11-point leads, but in the end, it was Michigan coming away with a 38-34 victory. Now, where do the Irish go from here?
I said, you know, you're going to sit there and pout and sit there and say, hey, we should have won a game, and is it going to be that type of attitude, or you're going to use this to sit there and not be feeling like this again? And I think that the number one thing that they have to do is, if you don't want to be feeling like this again, okay, then you got to do something about it.
I think we made some crucial mistakes, and I know for sure I made.
13ABC's Joe Nugent was there.
Good morning, guys. The Rockets waking up this morning very happy after a big win against the Big 12.
Feels great. It feels great to get back in the locker room after a win with the guys, and it feels awesome to get that first one for Coach Beck. You know, it's pretty neat.
Just a dream come true. Something that I've dreamed about since I was a little kid, of winning my first football game as a head football coach, and to be here with my family
And to do it in the fashion we did, I was very proud of the way the kids played.
How did your kids bounce back, did you think, emotionally last week during practice from the William & Mary loss?
They seemed to be just fine during the course of the week.
Oh, and by the way, it's John and Wilkie this week. Phil's on assignment getting the Cincinnati Bureau up and running. He'll be back with us in a couple of weeks. I'm looking at 8 games from last week. Which one surprised you the most? Without looking at the list, which game surprised you the most? And we'll see if it's on my list of 8.
Of the games last week that surprised me the most, probably the UCLA-Tennessee game.
Okay, and that sound is courtesy of our friends at GoVolsExtra.com and Volunteer TV. Oh, I've got to do the creds. UGA in South Carolina, courtesy of ABC Columbia. Louisiana Lafayette, Ricky Bussell. That is from our friends at KATC in Lafayette. Central Michigan, Michigan State, thanks to Woody at MyFox Detroit. Michigan and Notre Dame, thanks to the folks in South Bend. TCU and UVA from the Charlottesville Newsplex, WCAV-TV. Houston and Oak State from NewsOK.com. Toledo and Colorado from our folks at TVG in Toledo. Proceed.
What I was surprised about that game is UCLA came in with a soft reputation, and their defense was actually pretty stout, although it kind of helped that Jonathan Crompton decided to become Jonathan Crompton
exactly.
again.
Exactly.
But I didn't expect that kind of effort from UCLA in Knoxville. And, hey, the Powder Blue Neuheisels might have a decent year this year.
Passion bucket overflow in the Arroyo Seco.
Exactly. But, yeah, that really surprised me to see a Pac-10, a considered soft Pac-10 team, go into Neyland and do what they did.
Willie Martinez.
Well, yeah, Georgia's got some issues on defense. And I don't think it's going to get much easier for them when they play Arkansas on Saturday, because Arkansas's offense is pretty stout. But obviously there's some issues on Georgia's defense.
Central Michigan, Dan LeFever gets his upset.
Yeah, and, Michigan State always has a loss that they can't explain, and this
well,
is this it.
Would, but I mean, but we've been giving Dan LeFever a lot of credit ever since his junior year, though.
We have been. I just didn't expect him to go into Spartan land and pull off the upset like that. And, you know, he is legit. He's a legit quarterback. But as I say, I think Michigan State had the superior talent. And, they always have a loss that you just can't explain, and this is one of them.
And we've always been pumping up quarterbacks that are below the radar. Case Keenum.
I saw that coming. I saw Houston beating Oklahoma State because I think Oklahoma State really ran out of gas after that Georgia. I think they put everything in that Georgia game and not necessarily overlooked Houston, but they just didn't have enough in the tank. And
right.
That's the horrific start they got off to in Stillwater. I just couldn't recover.
Okay, which coach's hot seat will become the most hot the most quickly? Charlie Weiss, Al Groh, Dan Hawkins?
I think it's a tie between Dan Hawkins and Al Groh. And I'll tell you a quick story. Tommy Tuberville was asked this week, where would he rather go, Boulder, Colorado, or Charlottesville, Virginia? He decided to punt on answering that question. Not that I'm saying that he's going to go out there and take one of those jobs, but I thought that was quite interesting. I think Al Groh is probably on his last legs. Dan Hawkins talked a big games. He predicted
he's going to run
10
the table
wins.
Now.
He's got to run the table now because he predicted 10 wins from this team. So, you know, I think you're looking at a tie right there.
All right. What conference do you want to talk about first when we come back?
Let's talk SEC.
All right. Tennessee and Florida. Bet the over, and Lane Kiffin is probably in serious trouble when we come back. The OSG Sports Radio Count Pointer Count College Football Review Preview Extravaganza on the OSG Sports Radio Network.
The Count Pointer Count College Football Preview Show on OSG Sports Radio.
The stadium rocks and swings.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas in the company of others is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Thank you, Blakeney. B block always stands for Blakeney. www.mikeblakeney, blakeney.com. Why, Wilkie?
He's a rental to you because he belongs to us.
There you go. SEC. And I've been trying to figure out which soundbite that we want to hear from Lane Kiffin specifically. But before we go any further, J-Dub, talk about the games in the SEC that are not Tennessee and Florida.
Well, thanks, John. There's a lot on the SEC docket today. You got Louisville and Kentucky at 12 o'clock. North Texas and number 4 Bama at 12:20. Well, that's going to be a runaway. Got Florida Atlantic, South Carolina at 7 o'clock tonight. Mississippi State, who's 0-1 in the SEC, and Vanderbilt, who is also 0-1 at 7 o'clock tonight. Louisiana Lafayette's taking on the number 9 LSU Tigers tonight at 7 o'clock. Southeast Louisiana is taking on number 5 Ole Miss at 7:30. West Virginia at 7:45 tonight is taking on Auburn. And number 23 Georgia, who's 1-0 in the SEC, is taking on Arkansas, who is 0-0, their first conference game tonight at 7:45. Guys, back to you.
What I decided to do is pull the new Keith Richardson soundbite where he wanted to be the narc on Florida.
Roll that sound, J-Dub.
This is a recruiting violation. I'm going to turn Florida in right here in front of you. But as Nukes was here on campus, his phone keeps ringing. And so one of our coaches is sitting in the meeting with him. He says, who's that? And he looks at the phone and says, Urban Meyer. Okay? Just so you know, when a recruit's on another campus, you can't call a recruit on another campus. But I love the fact that Urban had to cheat and still didn't get him. It's a great job by Eddie Graham.
How much trouble is he in?
Quite a bit. I think he's in quite a bit of trouble.
Tennessee 1-4 against the number, their last 5 against Florida, and the under is 5-2 in the past 7 Florida games against Tennessee.
And Tennessee hasn't beaten Florida since 2005.
I kind of see all that changing.
Do you?
I think Florida will win by a couple of points.
You think so?
I think it's must-watch TV.
At least 35?
At least.
I mean, I think Tennessee's in for a huge, huge beatdown at the Swamp, especially after what I saw against UCLA.
How huge is it?
It is so big. Tebow might get pulled because the game is out of reach.
I don't want to know about you pulling your Tebow.
Whatever. I mean, just think of all the noise that Kiffin did during the offseason, especially in the recruiting season. And then getting on Urban Meyer's nerves. And
why do you want to run your mouth like that?
Well, he's young and stupid, John. That's all I can say. But
skinny, young, and stupid is no way to coach in the SEC, son.
Now, don't you think this is going to be a comeuppance for him?
Oh.
Now, are they going to talk, Urban Meyer and Lane Kiffin? Are they going to talk?
No.
Pregame?
No.
What kind of handshake? You think just a little hand slap at the end? Or?
No, I think that Meyer will walk up to him, look him square in the eye, shake his hand as hard as he can, not say a word, maybe say good luck, turn around and walk away.
I agree. And it wouldn't be shock me if, let's say, there's 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter and Tennessee's up by 5 or 6 touchdowns and Tebow is still in there.
Florida's
up.
Careful now.
And Tebow is in there.
Oh, yeah.
Still firing rockets.
Oh, yeah. I have visions of napalm, those old napalm videos that you'd see about strafing runs in Vietnam.
Right.
That's what I have envisioned in front of 108,000 people, is it now?
I think you're being a little more.
103?
A little overestimating it.
103
but yeah.
Plus standing room?
Right.
All right, other games in the SEC that don't matter?
But before you run down that, do you remember back when the Tennessee-Florida rivalry was must-see TV?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Where are those days gone?
It's must-see TV, but not because of a rivalry, because one coach opens his pie hole.
Yes.
Vandy, 9.5 at home against Mississippi State. Stop me if you want to talk about any one of them real quick. And I'm scanning. I think we're cheating on West Virginia-Auburn, right?
Yes, we are.
Deferring on that one? Okay. And Louisville and Kentucky, are we cheating on that one or are we talking about it?
I don't remember, but we go ahead and mention them.
Kentucky, 13 or 14, and your total 54. Wow, Coach Craig, he's another guy who's probably in serious trouble.
Yeah, and I've heard under the radar that Phil Fulmer is in the crosshairs.
Wow. Georgia, Arkansas. 7:45. It started out as Georgia at 2. Now it's anywhere from a pick'em to Arkansas being a point to a point and a half.
I like Arkansas in that game. And I'm not saying that because I'm very biased.
There's a stunner there. Alabama 38-54 hosting North Texas. South Carolina 21-50.5 with Florida Atlantic. And LSU hosting the Fighting Bustles. They are 26.5-51. And what other addeds? Oh, Mississippi's playing Southeastern Louisiana. And I think that'll do, Pig.
That'll do it.
All right, that's it for the SEC. Where are we going next?
You got the list.
Well, I mean, I have a list. I was thinking maybe
Let's go ACC.
You want to go ACC? Okay.
Sure, why not?
ACC for the C Block. And we come back on the OSG College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network.
Stay tuned. More college football previews are coming up on this special edition of Count Pointer Count on OSG Sports Radio.
Michelin Man presents things truck owners can rely on most, like Michelin LTX tires and man's best friend. Isn't that right, Rex? Rex? Where'd you go? Well, you can still rely on Michelin LTX tires, the most proven light truck tires for durability and toughness, making Michelin LTX tires man's new best friend.
To find a Michelin dealer near you, call 1-888-MICHELIN. Michelin, a better way forward.
Netflix interviews, take one.
Oh, Netflix is the best because it shows up in my mail.
And then there's no late fees.
Go online and make a list of the movies you want from over 60,000 titles and get your first DVDs in the mail in about one business day.
First thing we say when we walk in the door is, did you check the mail? Is there a movie in there?
Keep them as long as you want. No late fees. Return one in a prepaid envelope and Netflix automatically sends you another from your list.
For me, Netflix has been awesome.
Netflix, the DVDs you want.
Two very large twins and the man who squeezes himself between them.
Sportos, motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Welcome back. Third time around. It's the ACC. And we were kind of torn, really, as to what game to talk about. We had two that we were kind of focused on. But we have decided to go with your below-the-radar game.
Yeah, Clemson and Boston College at Death Valley. But before we talk about that, J-Dub, give us the other ACC games that some people out there might care about.
Well, Wilkie, I'll actually be attending one of these games today, and we'll talk to you about that in a second. East Carolina, a big rivalry game against number 24 North Carolina. That's at 12 o'clock. A lot of people here locally are talking about it, and I know people from both sides that are going to be there. So that should be Skip Holtz and, Butch Davis going head at it. Who knows? We'll see how it goes. Duke's going to take on number 22, Kansas. Ooh, I tell you, Cutcliffe, you've taken over a big responsibility. Ted Roof knew how to lose. Anyway, you got Virginia, Southern Miss. Ugh. We'll talk about that in the dreaded others. You've got number 19, Nebraska versus number 13, Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech coming off a big offensive day. We'll see if they can do the same thing against the Cornhuskers this week. Middle Tennessee State's taking on Maryland at 3 o'clock. Actually, 3:30, rather, for the tip-off in that game. Gardner-Webb, NC State, that's the game I'm going to be at. That's going to be at 6 o'clock tonight at Carter-Finley Stadium. We'll see how Tom O'Brien's team responds to the massive team of Gardner-Webb. We'll see. Then Elon and Wake Forest. I tell you, 6:30 p.m. tonight, that game scares me. The Phoenix are better than a lot of people realize, and Wake Forest has got some trouble spots. We'll see how that can go. And then number 7, BYU and Florida State. I tell you, John, I'm sorry. But I think that's going to be a runaway. I think BYU is going to get them. And also, if you guys don't remember, number 14 Georgia Tech lost to number 20 Miami of Florida on Thursday. That score was 33-17 Miami. So Tech coming off a big week, with kind of a downer. But we'll see if the Yellow Jackets can pick that up. Wilkie, John, back to you guys.
BC, the under 7-2, their last 9 Clemson games in the ACC. And for Clemson, the over, 7-1 of the past 8 BC games within the ACC.
Yeah, Boston College has really owned Clemson since they've joined the league. And last year was the first win Clemson got over BC since the Eagles joined the ACC. In fact, it snapped a 5-game losing streak to the Eagles. First time they'd beaten them since 1958.
Wow.
And it was in Chestnut Hill. And it was Dabo Sweeney's first road game.
Ooh.
So there's a line of thinking that the momentum has changed now that Dabo is on the sidelines, that now the momentum shifted to Clemson, and they're going to run a streak on Boston College. Boston College wasn't really picked very high at all in the ACC this year. In fact, they were picked below Virginia. But they've had a couple of really nice wins, albeit against Northeastern and Kent State. But I got to hand it to BC's defense. They've only allowed 7 points all year. And they'll be tested, but I think they're really getting better, John. And I think, I don't know if they're a bowl team, but they're a team you really don't want to play right now. And I don't think that was the case back in July when we were making our predictions.
Right. So let's hear from Spaz and Sweeney.
We are 2-0. We've made some progress. And then having said that, we have a long way to go, and the pace is going to pick up this week. So we're looking forward to it. But once again, we have to find out a little bit more about our team, and I'm sure we're going to find out this week.
We have had a good week of practice so far, and looking forward to a very good Boston College team coming down here, a program we have a lot of respect for, coaching staff we got a lot of respect for. We've had some great, great matchups with Boston College since they entered the conference a few years ago, a couple of double overtime games, and every game so far has really been a last play game, and last year was no different. So it's always a good one when these two programs get together.
Clemson, on the other hand, when you got C.J. Spiller, and he's got the ball in his hands.
Oh, yeah.
It could be 6 points.
See, and this is why I'm thinking of more Clemson than BC in this particular game, because of the running game that Clemson can establish. And as long as BC, I think, is still trying to find an offense against a quality opponent, and it'll be interesting to see how Spaz brings that offense in against Clemson. I think Clemson's going to be able to run the football against him.
We'll see. I right now, I really like that Boston College defense. I might be wrong here, but I know they're tops in the ACC against the pass, and I think they are either second or tops in the ACC against the run. Albeit, it was against Northeastern and Kent State, but I think they're a little better than we're giving them credit for. I do agree with you about Clemson. They've got explosive power on offense. Let's not forget about Jacoby Ford out and as a wideout.
Right.
So there's a lot of offensive weapons there, but I really like the way Boston College's defense is playing. And if they, you know, can contain, I don't know if contain is the right word, C.J. Spiller, if they can just muster off enough offense to get a couple of touchdowns, they might win it, or they'll at least be in it.
6.5, 7, too big a number for you?
Yeah. I'd be more comfortable with 3.
Yeah, so then it looks like you're taking BC, and if not straight up with the points.
But this is a game that's really flying under the radar in the ACC, because both in the Atlantic Division, and let's face it, the Atlantic Division is very weak right now.
Yeah.
So this one team is going to establish some kind of dominance in the Atlantic Division.
Nebraska, Virginia Tech was the other one that J-Dub talked about. Right now, Virginia Tech started out 2.5, and they're up to 4.5 or 5 now.
Yeah, I think Virginia Tech's got a little bit too many more weapons right now than Nebraska. And I think playing the game in Lane Stadium is a huge difference for Virginia Tech.
And I'm sitting here scanning, looking for other stuff. Oh, Middle Tennessee at Maryland.
Yeah, was it last year that Middle Tennessee upset the Terps?
In Murfreesboro.
And Maryland went to overtime with James Madison.
Yeah. Thanks.
Not liking the Terps at all, but
nope.
They should get a win there.
Gardner Webb at NC State. The Fighting Phoenix of Elon ranked 11th, I want to say, in the new 1AA poll, going to Wake Forest. I think that'll be a closer game than people will think. And I think that's pretty much it.
Virginia Southern Miss.
I think we're cheating. We're putting that in the others, aren't we?
No, I guess so.
Yeah, we're putting that in the dread.
Maybe I'll
others.
Look at the format someday.
Yeah, someday. All right, where do you want to go next?
Let's go Big 12.
All right, Big 12. When we come back, OSG College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network.
Don't run to the concession stand just yet. More college football is on the way. You're listening to the Count Pointer Count College Football Preview Show on OSG Sports Radio.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostic. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1291. That's 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Oh, God, here we go again. Dork alert.
Why the hell am I talking to you? Piss off.
Welcome back, Wilkie and Nelson. Fourth quarter now on the OSG College Football Preview on the OSG Sports Radio Network. And kind of by default, I mean, there's this one game that kind of stares at you. And it's Texas Tech and Texas. We'll talk about that in a sec. J-Dub, go ahead and knock out everybody else that's going on in the 12 this week.
Thanks, John. There's a lot of ACC Big 12 overlap this week. We've already talked about Duke and Kansas, Nebraska, Virginia Tech. But let's talk about some of the other ones. Furman, Missouri at 2 o'clock. That's going to be a barn burner, maybe. You know how those Furman guys are. Tulsa at number 12, Oklahoma at 3:30. Wyoming at Colorado. Ooh, Dan Hawkins, dude. I know it's Division I football, but you suck. Wyoming takes on Colorado at 3:30 this afternoon. Connecticut at Baylor at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Utah State at Texas A&M at 7 o'clock. Rice at number 16, Oklahoma State at 7 o'clock. Iowa State and Kent State at 7 o'clock p.m. Then the late game tonight, Kansas State is taking on the Bruins of UCLA at 10:15 p.m. Oh, and by the way, the number 2 Texas Tech game that we're talking about today, they're both 0-0 in the Big 12. Their game kicks off at 8 o'clock p.m. tonight. Guys, back to you.
Okay, Texas Tech and Texas. Texas has played 7 straight overs against the Longhorns, and Texas is 4-1 against the number, their last 5 at home to Texas Tech.
You know, not as sexy as last year's matchup.
No.
And it being in Austin, you got to really think Texas is going to lay the wood on Texas Tech.
And 17.5 and 18, your total 67.
But again, Texas Tech has another system quarterback in Taylor Potts.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been outstanding. He's had 2 400-yard games. He had 7 touchdowns last week.
Who did they play last week?
Hang on, I got it here. Played Rice last week. What a shock.
Wow. 7 touchdown passes.
If I'm reading this right.
You're looking at A&M there, bud.
I'm looking at Texas Tech.
Oh, you were pointing at A&M in your notes.
I'm pointing at A&M, yes, but I'm looking at Texas Tech.
Okay.
According to the release here. So, you know, you got to really like Texas in this game.
Oh, yeah. But by 17?
It depends what kind of mood they're in. If they I mean, come on.
If they want to turn it into a Colt McCoy showcase.
Exactly,
game.
Exactly. And I think it's going to be a Colt McCoy showcase. I think this team's motivated to prove that last year was a fluke. They really should have won last year in Lubbock.
Oh.
So this is a game I'm sure they've had circled on their calendar. To me, it's really too bad that this game is being played this early in the season. This is more like it has a November feel to it.
Yeah, I know.
But, I'm just not sold on Texas Tech, and I like Texas in this one.
Here's Mike Leach and Mac Brown.
Well, they're a good team. They're a good team every year, and always a challenge every year. But it's really an exciting place to play in a great stadium, and we're excited to have the opportunity to go.
Pretty early for a conference opener. Do you like that it's early? I mean, you got to play them regardless somewhere along in the schedule, but this is pretty early in the season.
Well, it's early, but, late in the season we have a bunch of really good opponents too. So, maybe it thins it out. I don't know, but, they're good anytime you play them.
This team's putting more pressure on themselves than we are.
and that's good because they expect to be perfect. Like I said, 553 yards total offense, 50 points a game. We're all mad. So we need to wake up here a little bit and appreciate who we are and what we've got, and we can tweak some things. The kicking game is a horrible error that has to be fixed, period, on the fake and the block punt. Those two things have to be fixed. They get you beat in a game that's close. So those are errors that we have to fix. The rest of the stuff we need to tweak and figure out who we are. And
all right. Any other last words before I start scanning for other games in the 12?
Well, in Texas and Texas Tech?
Yeah.
I look for Colt McCoy to have a huge afternoon.
Yeah.
I'll also look for Texas's defense to tee off on Taylor Potts. I'm just wondering how good that offensive line of Texas Tech
is.
Yeah,
you can see that.
Because they're going to bring they'll probably bring the defensive end. They'll probably bring a safety here and there just to disrupt things and disrupt that system and see if Taylor Potts can handle the pressure. Because, let's see, Texas Tech is not only Rice. They took on North Dakota. I just don't know if they had the horses to bring after Taylor Potts.
Wyoming and Colorado. Colorado, a 7-point favorite, hosting Wyoming in a border war game.
Yeah, you know, Wyoming hung with Texas for a half.
Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering if they're motivated enough to hang with Colorado, a very down and depressed Colorado team.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And what else do we have here? Oh, Rice at Oak State. Oak State will probably take out their frustrations on Rice.
Houston's other team comes to play.
32-66 right now, Oklahoma State. Tulsa at Oklahoma. Oklahoma 16.5, 57.5. Baylor.
Landry Jones is your quarterback, and yeah. I kind of like Tulsa on that, but yeah. Oklahoma will win it outright.
Baylor, a 10-point favorite hosting UConn the week after UConn loses a heartbreaker to North Carolina.
I would take UConn in that one, the points.
A&M, 18.5, 19, 57.5 in the Battle of the Aggies, which you pointed out to me so brilliantly.
Against Utah State. Take Texas A&M.
Yeah. And that looks like Furman's going to Missouri.
That's a win for Mizzou.
Texas State at TCU. And that'll play.
Since when did TCU join the Big 12?
Whenever.
Or Texas State.
Texas State. Yeah, I'm looking at Texas. I got Texas on the brain. Where do you want to go next?
Big Ten.
All right, Big Ten is next. So says Wilkie, so says us all on the OSG College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network.
The Count Pointer Count College Football Preview Show on OSG Sports Radio.
The stadium rocks and swings.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it.
Mm.
But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-231-7911 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-231-7911. 1-800-231-7911.
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
See, you guys, you never listen to me. I said that there was going to be trouble, but you didn't listen to me. You guys are crazy. You know, you guys are self-destructive. There's a funny farm that has your name written all over it.
Welcome back, College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network, and now it's Big Ten time, and yes, we're cheating, which we're prone to do on this particular program.
We're allowed.
Well, it's because it's our show.
It is, and we can do what we want.
Michigan State, Notre Dame will be the focus here, but J-Dub, first and foremost, roll through the rest of the 10 and tell the folks what else is going on.
Thanks, John. There's quite a bit going on in the Big Ten today. Got Wofford traveling to Wisconsin at 12 o'clock, Northern Illinois at Purdue. The Boilermakers are hosting them at 12 o'clock today. Temple at number 5, Penn State at 12 o'clock. Number 11, Ohio State at the Rockets of Toledo. I always thought Bob Toledo should coach at Toledo. But anyway, that's just me. Rockets coming off a big win over Colorado. That's at 12 o'clock today. Eastern Michigan at number 25, Michigan at 12 o'clock. Number 8, Cal goes to Minnesota at 12 o'clock. Indiana and Akron kick it off at 3:30 this afternoon. Michigan State at Notre Dame. The Irish are hosting them at 3:30 p.m. Arizona is facing Iowa at 3:35. And also Northwestern at Greg Paulus and Syracuse, the Fighting Orange, at 7 o'clock p.m. Guys, back to you.
Okay, Michigan State and Notre Dame. Give me your opening shot while I look for a trend.
Well, both teams are coming off a loss. Michigan State probably licking its wounds more than Notre Dame since they lost to Central Michigan out of the MAC.
Even though Notre Dame and Michigan was a larger crowd, larger impact, larger rivalry game, so to speak?
I think Notre Dame kind of got back some respect, first being Nevada as much as they did. And remember, the three of us really liked Nevada in that game.
I know we did. Yeah, they
and they go into Michigan Stadium and actually – let's face it, Michigan's much improved and rallied around their coach.
For the horrific clock management and passing late in the game, it wouldn't have given Michigan a chance.
Well, true, and that's on Charlie Weiss.
Yes, it is.
But I still think Michigan State's loss was bigger in terms of losing to a MAC team at home, a game they felt they should have won. So both teams are going to have a little bit of motivation, I'd say, going into this one.
Michigan State 9-2-1 against the number their last 12 against Notre Dame. Notre Dame 0-5 against the number their last 5 home games to Michigan State. Here is Mark D'Antonio. Here are Mark D'Antonio and Charlie Weiss.
So we'll focus on the future, and right now the future is Notre Dame. It's a big rivalry for us, big game. This will be, I think, the 7th time I've played against them personally. I guess three times as a head coach, 4 times as an assistant. My 5th time down there to South Bend to play. So outstanding rivalry, really going back all the way to 66 and, you know, the 10-10 tie. And so many people in this program have been a part of this tradition throughout our time here, whether it's guys that I've met in the 60s or the 80s or the 90s. You know, they're talking about Notre Dame. They talk to you about the past games and what it has all meant to them.
Fellas, they come in here 6 times in a row, won 6 times in a row. Why would they not expect to win this time? So, I mean, it's a very easy teaching tool. I don't think it's going to be overemphasized, and I don't think it's going to be elaborated on, you know, like this is some, you know, 50 years of bad luck. I think it's just something that's a tension getter. And I think that it'll. I bet you if I asked them right now how many of them knew how many times until it's reported, I bet you half of them wouldn't know. Now they'll know because I'll be telling them.
Obviously the game's on the Peacock, 3:30 in the afternoon on Saturday Eastern time. And this is, I mean, I think you have both of these teams. You talked about other teams licking their wounds coming into games. This is a game where you have two teams coming off horrific losses. Which one is going to get their head out of their you-know-what faster to get the win in this particular matchup?
Yeah, I tend to lean toward Michigan State there simply because of their coach. I think Michigan State is probably learned something from that loss.
Yeah.
And it is Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're plenty motivated going into South Bend and getting that win. I just like the upside of Michigan State over Notre Dame.
There you go. Northern Illinois, Purdue. Purdue 13. Michigan trying to beat every directional Michigan squad in the state.
They got a trophy for that?
I think so. It's a 2-part trophy that doesn't have a connection. Michigan now playing Eastern in Ann Arbor this week, 24-24.5, 54.5.
Go with the Wolverines.
Northwestern, a road favorite at Syracuse, 44.5. Penn State gets Temple. Penn State 29-45.5.
Take the Lions.
Yeah, 29. That's one of the few times you want to sit there and lay a 29 and not have any kind of a conscience about it. And I'm still killing time here.
Still searching?
Still searching, seeing if there's anything that I missed because I didn't listen to J-Dub. I was trying to get our notes squared away. That's the East. That's that. And no, that's that. I think we're done, unless there's an extra game that I Oh, Central Michigan, by the way?
Yeah.
They host Alcorn State.
I like the chips in that one.
I think so, too. And I think that's also it for the 10, unless you want to say something else.
Now, what conference do you want to go to next?
I'm trying to think. What do we have left? The Dreaded Others.
Want to do the Dreaded Others?
Yeah, because there's some fun ones in that one.
We'll do it.
The Dreaded Others coming up next.
Take us to break.
OSG Sports Radio College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network. You know, you can take us to break if you want.
Maybe someday.
Okay.
Stay tuned. More college football previews are coming up on this special edition of Count Porter Count on OSG Sports Radio.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. Guaranteed.
Bad credit? No credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, you're approved for your brand new name brand computer. Call 866-697-5821. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 866-697-5821 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add over $700 in premium upgrades and an MP3 player for free. And with select models, we'll throw in a free printer. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 866-697-5821. That's 866-697-5821.
Welcome back, OSG Sports Radio College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network. Dreaded Others time, and please explain for the folks what we mean by Dreaded Others, because this is a point of contention that people always seem to rub up against us about.
These are the teams from the other conferences that don't qualify as BCS.
And just because we call them Dreaded Others doesn't mean that they're just also Rans and Others.
Exactly.
We have more of an affinity probably for the non-BCS schools than we do the BCS schools, short of maybe the SEC.
Exactly.
Now, we had a coin flip in this one because we have a team in the WAC who has a home game and a team in Conference USA who has a home game. So which one did we ultimately choose?
BYU, Florida State.
Gee, thanks. Florida State, the under 6-1 in Florida State's last seven September road games. BYU is 6-0 against the number their past six September home games.
I know I don't have to remind you that
you don't.
Florida State barely beat Jacksonville State Doak Campbell.
No, you don't. BYU 7.5-point favorite, by the way, 56.
And I just heard a little blurb from Bobby Bowden saying that BYU needs this game, we need this game. We need this game badly.
Yeah.
And they do. Florida State has got a reputation to uphold. And it took a hit when they almost got beat by Jacksonville State. And you're shaking your head like...
It's one of my... this team gives me my scanners moment every week. You want to hear bigger blurbs from Bobby and Bronco?
Let's hear from Bobby and Bronco.
There you go.
I've watched parts of offense, defense, and kicking to this point, and speed is the first thing that you see. They are talented, they're athletic, and there are a number of players on each side of the ball that can make plays. And then certainly I don't think you can talk about Florida State without talking about their coach. And when you consider that, that's going to be an amazing experience to have the most winning coach in college football in our stadium. And I know he's a close friend with Coach Edwards as well, and so it's almost an older era and a newer era still existing and playing at the same time, which is a pretty unique thing.
I mean, they're good. They're number seven. That's right where they ought to be. And I think the great thing about the game is we don't know where we stand. We don't know how good Miami is, and we didn't. You know, we had to fight for our life last week, and so I think it'll be a very good indication of where we are. That's all I got to say.
I just, you know, Christian Ponder, you don't know which end is up. Kind of reminds me of Chris Ricks and Devontae Richardson and just keep going backwards. Charlie?
Well, I don't really see a middle ground for Florida State in this game either. No. They're going to really come out and play a really good game. Are they going to unravel? And if they unravel, I can see them unraveling throughout the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is really a defining game for the Seminoles.
And I also think it's a defining game for Jimbo Fisher.
I agree.
Because the offense, you're pretty much going, okay, what offense? Mr. Offensive Genius Jimbo Fisher, head coach in waiting.
I agree. They haven't shown much, especially against a Division I AA school like Jacksonville State, when you really should have ran over.
Where it was, a defensive touchdown or a special teams touchdown late?
It was a defensive touchdown. It was an interception, and then they got a score late in the game
to
pull it off. This is BYU's first home game of the year. Can you believe that?
Who scheduled?
Doesn't matter. They're 2-0 coming into it.
Who scheduled this game?
Well, I also heard a blurb from Bobby upstairs talking about how he likes to play in other parts of the country, and he always wanted to play a game in the Mountain
Utah's
West.
Utah's a pretty part of the world.
Exactly what he said.
Oh, God. Now, I hadn't heard the soundbite. I was just guessing.
It was a great guess. He was talking about the chances of the kids playing in another part of the world or another part of the nation and playing up in the mountains and what a beautiful setting that Lavelle Edwards Stadium has.
And let me guess, altitude will probably be a problem for them in their oxygen.
No, he doesn't say altitude is going to be a problem.
Well, no, I'm saying altitude is going to be a problem.
Yeah, we'll see. But Max Hall is going to be the problem.
Yeah.
And that massive line of BYU is going to be a problem.
Bunch of trees.
I mean, now, think of BYU here. They get a win against Florida State.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Florida State.
Yeah.
From BCS leagues.
Yeah.
Now they can stake their claim.
Yeah.
That if they run the table,
mm-hmm.
we should be in Pasadena.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody can really deny them of that opportunity.
Does this remind you of Robbie Bosco all over again?
Yeah, 1984.
Uh-huh.
Being a 6-5 Michigan team.
It's the 25th anniversary.
It is. It is
a
25th
anniversary. And they're
selling
those shirts in the bookstore, by the way, at BYU.
25th anniversary.
Pimping the 25th anniversary.
All the memories of old BYU football.
Wow. And, okay, J-Dub, go for it with all the other games, and we're going to talk about one in particular.
Okay, guys, hold on to your hats. There is a lot going on today in the Dreaded Others segment. I'm doing it in order of kickoff, so if you hear a team that's going on, hey, check them out. Got Dayton, Robert Morris. You got Delaware State at Delaware, Wofford at Wisconsin, Duquesne at Monmouth, Bucknell at Cornell. It's the Battle of the Nels there. Hanover at Butler, Harvard at Holy Cross. You got Yale at Georgetown, Old Dominion at Jacksonville, Youngstown State at Northeastern, Chattanooga at Presbyterian, Morehead State at NC Central, Colgate at Dartmouth, or Colgate, depending on where you're from, Winston-Salem's at Morgan State, Furman's at Missouri, we've already talked about that game, Miles and Samford, Citadel at Princeton, Portland State at Montana, Alcorn State, Steve McNair's alma mater is at Central Michigan, Hofstra and Richmond, Rhode Island at Massachusetts, Maine at Albany, Marist, San Diego, Murray State at Missouri State, Northern Colorado at Eastern Washington, Grambling State at Jackson State, Drake at South Dakota, St. Francis of Pennsylvania at Northern Iowa, VMI at James Madison, Campbell, hey, my alma mater's at Davidson, AR Pine Bluff is at Mississippi Valley State, Columbia's at Fordham, Brown's at Stony Brook, William and Mary, Bill and Mary, the Beaters of Virginia are at Norfolk State, Hampton's at NCANT, Liberty's at Lafayette, Southern Utah's at Northern Arizona, that's the directional battle there, Texas College is at Texas Southern, Wagner's at North Dakota State, Tennessee Tech's at Eastern Kentucky, Coastal Carolina's at Towson, Southwest Baptist is at Southern Illinois, Cal Poly's at Ohio, Eastern Illinois is at Southeast Missouri State, Tennessee State's at Southern, Nichols State is at Louisiana Tech. We're at 7 o'clock p.m., by the way, just so you can give you a time estimate. Charleston Southern's at South Florida, Texas State's at number 15 TCU, Villanova's at Pennsylvania, North Dakota's at Northwestern State, Central Arkansas's at Western Kentucky, Western Carolina's at Georgia Southern, that's Phil's alma mater, Indiana State's at South Dakota State, Jacksonville State's at Alabama A&M, Stephen F. Austin is at Western Illinois, Southeast Louisiana's at number 5 Ole Miss, we talked about that in the SEC segment, Austin Peay's at Illinois State, Savannah State's at McNeese State, Edward Waters is at Alabama State, Tennessee Martin's at Memphis, and Idaho State's at Weber State. Whew, that's at 8.05 p.m. And if you're interested, Florida A&M defeated Howard on Thursday, 48-10. I don't have anything else to talk about. John Wilkie, you guys take over from here.
Now, the other one that we decided not to do, Virginia and Southern Miss.
Yeah, you wonder if this is the day of reckoning for Al Groh.
You think that if he loses in Hattiesburg, that they won't let him on the bus?
It's like, that's
no,
a good question.
No, sir, your coaching card has been revoked, your man card.
I can tell you this much, though.
You're walking home.
I can tell you this much, though. I think it would be very, very difficult right now for the Virginia administration to fire Al Groh because of his buyout. It's $4 million,
wow.
And they're already paying Dave Leto, and they're still paying...
Terry Holland?
No.
Jeff Jones.
Pete Gillen.
Okay.
I think they're still paying Pete Gillen.
Ralph Sampson?
So they may not even have the funds to make the change unless they make some kind of deal.
Wow.
But you just got to get the feeling. And they're saying they're not going to get rid of him in midseason. So he's going to play out the string.
Ugh.
But
does this remind you of Fulmer at Tennessee last year?
A lot of like Fulmer in Tennessee. I mean, just think, he changes offensive coordinator. Al Groh changes offensive coordinator just like Phil Fulmer did.
Well, yeah, he had to fire his son.
Right, he had to fire his son. And he wants to run that spread. I see this more of a situation similar to what Auburn was last year.
Yeah.
With Franklin. And you bring in a new offensive coordinator with a spread offense, and you just don't have the personnel for it.
No. Like Rich Rodriguez at Michigan.
Exactly. So it's not working out. I'm not saying Virginia's going to have an offer this year, but...
But when you have Sewell and Farika as your quarterbacks and you're trying to run a spread...
It's just not going to work. And the program knows they got to have a win in Hattiesburg. And...
They're a 16-point dog.
Southern Miss is better than people realize.
Oh, I know.
I like what Larry Fedora has done with that team.
And we're all over Southern Miss on this one. May not necessarily be 16 or 17, but I think it'll be a win.
I think it'll be a win.
The total's 44.
You know, you can win in Virginia. You just can't win with what they got right
you
now.
You can't win with Al Groh at Virginia.
Right.
That's it for Dreaded Others. We've got, what do we have left?
You tell me. You're the boss.
Pac-10, Big East.
Pac-10.
All right, Pac-10's next. We're done with the others. When we come back, Pac-10 on the OSG College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network.
Don't run to the concession stand just yet. More college football is on the way. You're listening to the Count Pointer Count College Football Preview Show on OSG Sports Radio.
Football fans know the Hail Mary, but few know its origins. In 1967, at a game in Poughkeepsie, a hailstorm struck. The quarterback shouted to his girlfriend, "Hail Mary," but he was too late, and Mary was hit by a hailstone the size of a grapefruit. In his anguish, he threw the ball 90 yards. Of course, his team won. Of course, this story is also false, kind of like the idea that UPS is only fast on the ground. The truth is, UPS is fast whether you ship via ground or air, across town or across the globe. UPS, what can Brown do for you?
So, John and I are thinking of going to Cancun, if we can find a good deal.
That's funny. So are Dan and I.
It's time to play Take on Orbitz. Today's players want a total vacation, hotel plus flight, and must save over $300. Go.
I need a deal to Cancun. Oh, that's outrageous. Done. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's that easy. Next time, Orbitz and go.
I drove over to the Sonic Drive-In. Ordered a jalapeno burger, a chicken fried steak sandwich, a chili cheese dog with extra onions, french fries, tater tots, washed it down with one beer, two beers, three beers, a shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary. I said, Stone Cold, why have one when you can have them both?
Welcome back, Pac-10 time now on the OSG Sports College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network. Pac-10, J-Dub, go ahead and fire off the games that we're not going to talk about because we're going to talk about USC and Washington.
Well, John, there are a few games that aren't USC-Washington going on in the Pac-10 today. Number 8, Cal's at Minnesota at 12. Number 18, Utah's at Oregon at 3:30 p.m. Arizona is at Iowa at 3:35. SMU's at Washington State. Wazoo, you're looking pretty pitiful this year at 5 o'clock p.m. Oh, and by the way, you'll hear in my bottom segment that Washington State's star receiver quit to focus on track. Oxymoron? We'll talk about it. Number 17, Cincinnati is at Oregon State, rather, at 6:45 p.m. San Jose State's at Stanford at 9 o'clock. Louisiana Monroe is at Arizona State. And then finally in the Pac-10 today, Kansas State is at UCLA at 10:15 p.m. John Wilkie, back to you.
USC and Washington, we always thought that Washington was better, but now they've had a healthy Jake Locker, and you see how it's almost night and day with him now.
And they got a win against Idaho last week.
So does that bump them out of the five?
It might. We'll reveal that a little later. Uh-huh. But it does give them a win. And it's been a while since that program has won a game.
Yep.
Reason why I like this USC-Washington matchup is Southern Cal always seems to lose a game either in Oregon or in Washington that they should win.
Right.
And this just reeks of that right now. But before we go on, let's hear from the coaches, Pete Carroll and Steve Sarkisian.
We look forward to this to be a very challenging game. It's really exciting to watch Sark and Nick and all the fellas up there get this program underway, to get their first win and, you know, get that monkey off the back of the program is a major accomplishment, and I know they had a great time with it and enjoyed the heck out of it and have earned it by their hard work and all that, and we couldn't be more excited for them.
I think it's a great week for the conference. Obviously, coming off of SC's victory over Ohio State last week, which got a great national recognition, with what UCLA did going into Tennessee to get their win. Our conference is continually fighting for the respect that we deserve. And I think this is another great opportunity for our conference to get some of the national spotlight and attention that it deserves.
Southern Cal, 5-0 straight up the last five against Washington. Washington, 3-6 against the number, their last nine against Southern Cal.
And this game is in Seattle?
Correct.
So, there's always that factor of Southern Cal losing a game unexplained in Oregon and Washington. And to me, this kind of reeks it. Although, I love their freshman quarterback. I mean, I think he proved a lot to me on that fourth quarter drive against Ohio State. You don't see quarterbacks go into the horseshoe in the fourth quarter under 5 minutes to go and have a winning drive like that.
Well, there's also talk, though, about his health going into this game.
Right.
His shoulder, his quote, got jacked up. At TOSU. And so now Aaron Korp says he's ready. So now Pete Carroll has almost an embarrassment of riches. Do you just go ahead and sit Barkley regardless of injury, play Korp anyway, see what Aaron Korp can do, or do you push it with the freshman?
Well, if you're going to play Korp, then that really plays into my theory here.
Uh-oh.
About losing a game unexplained in Washington and Oregon. You and I both have liked Jake Locker.
Mm-hmm.
And we really he really makes that team better. But we'll see. I mean, Washington still has a long ways to go. Steve Sarkisian knows that offense left and right because he used to coach there. So we'll see.
Was the Oregon tailspin going to continue at 4-52.5 as a favorite, which started out at 6 against Utah?
I got to like Utah on that one. I think Oregon's reeling right now. Now, what uniform will the Ducks wear?
Probably the green one with the
metallic,
yeah, the
black,
the
shoulder pads,
yeah, the side steps from the 18 wheeler on the shoulders,
yeah, that one that's,
yeah,
just god awful,
yes,
with a metallic green,
yeah, because I don't see them wearing the road white with the duck feathers.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, especially after what happened in Boise.
Get rid of that white helmet too.
Oof. Ugh. That's bad news. Let's see. I'm trying to scan for other games. Anything else pop into your brain here?
About the Pac-10?
Yeah. Oh, Kansas State, UCLA. Bill Snyder's tour of America continues. The Passion Buckets are a 12-point favorite.
I'm going to go with UCLA.
And
could LA's other team actually challenge?
USC?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be – I don't know. I think that Neuheisel's going to try to talk a big game, but at the end of the season in the Arroyo Seco, it's got to be USC. Killing time. Trying to find – San Jose State at Stanford.
Ah, the battle of the San Francisco
battle
area.
Battle of Silicon Valley.
Thank you. I got stuck there.
and Louisiana Monroe at Arizona State.
State the Devils.
It's 19 and a half. And that'll do. So that leaves the East.
Let's go to the East.
All right, when we come back
to the East. Go East, young man.
And that'll be the Big East, last big conference on the board when we return for the OSG Sports Radio College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network.
The Count Pointer Count College Football Preview Show on OSG Sports Radio.
The stadium rocks and swings.
Smokers, imagine being able to quit smoking forever, restoring your lost health and energy, saving tens of thousands of dollars, all without having to use patches, gums, or experiencing painful withdrawal symptoms. Well, stop dreaming, because Final Smoke is here. Final Smoke's safe, all-natural formula completely removes your physical addiction while flushing dangerous cigarette residue from your body. This powerful system removes all desire to smoke. It's already helped tens of thousands quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating. And in an independent consumer survey, Final Smoke was rated as one of the best all-natural quit-smoking products. In fact, we're so confident Final Smoke will have you cigarette-free in just 7 days that if you don't quit, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call now and we'll include our special lung cleanser formula to promote clear lungs. Free!
Call 1-888-422-5712. That's 888-422-5712. Call 1-888-422-5712 now.
That's a short trip.
I'm going to give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking, let things happen, and be the ball.
It's now time for the Big East, the last of the conferences to talk about. And once again, we were kind of split initially. For those of us who could spell Niumatalolo, we thought about Navy and Pitt, but we decided to go with a cheat game.
That would be you.
Yeah, that would be me.
Mr. Spellcheck, we call
you.
Yes,
West Virginia and Auburn. So, J-Dub, go ahead and tell the folks about the other Big East ball games.
Okay, John, but as an English teacher, I would be remiss for not jumping in and actually spelling Ken Niumatalolo's name. So here you go. It's N-I-U-M-A-T-A-L-O-L-O, Niumatalolo. There you go. But anyway, here are the other games going on in the Big East today. Louisville, Kentucky at 12. Florida International at Rutgers at 5. Connecticut at Baylor at 5. Navy and Pittsburgh, like we just talked about, is at 6 o'clock. Number 17, Cincinnati's at Oregon State at 6:45. Northwestern's at Syracuse at 7. Charleston Southern's at South Florida at 7 o'clock. Now, for your West Virginia-Auburn game, that's at 7:45 p.m. John Wilkie, back to you.
Okay, for the record, Pitt 7 and 7 minus 15 hosting Navy. And in the game that we are talking about, Auburn started at 4. The line has gone up to 7 and 52 and a half.
I think this is a game that West Virginia needs to win, not only for themselves, but for the Big East Conference.
Yeah, no
because
doubt.
Don't you get the feeling that the Big East has sunk back into the abyss?
Ugh, the Big East and the ACC both.
And lends credence to my argument about the Mountain West being BCS status, but we'll save that for another later show. You got to like the personnel that West Virginia has. I mean, Noel Devine is a tough guy to bring down. Yeah, if you can find it. Jared Brown's actually played pretty well as a quarterback, I thought.
West Virginia, the under 7-2 in their last West Virginia September road games. Auburn 1-7 against the number in their last 8 September home games.
I haven't seen enough of Auburn to really form an opinion on them. And I know they broke out offensively, but it was against Mississippi State, probably the weakest team in the SEC.
And then the week before that against Louisiana Tech, Ontario McCaleb.
Right, right.
Burst
and you were
out.
There.
I was
you,
there, yeah.
And you know all about Auburn.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Gus Malzahn is quickly gaining a lot of favor as an evil genius on the planet.
And he should.
But he and Dave Van Gorder, or Brian Van Gorder, whichever Van Gorder, are like match
Picker
racing.
Picker Van Gorder.
Yeah, for a match racing for change of address kits with the Postal Service.
Well put.
You know, it's Arkansas, Tulsa, Auburn, 3 times in the last 4 years, and before that actually 4 in the last 5, because wasn't he at Springdale?
Springdale High School. I was the coach of the Red Dogs.
But the one thing that in talking to Auburn fans about this particular game that they're saying, specifically about Malzahn, they like the fact that there's an aggressiveness with the offense. that under normal circumstances in years past, whether it was with Franklin or whoever the hell else was the offensive coordinator, if you go toward the half, they're going to sit on it and go inside. None of that is found so far with Gus Malzahn. It's always pedal to the floor, let's see what we can do, and put points on the board.
Now, Malzahn wants to put 75 points up every time.
Yeah.
And this was back when he was a high school coach back in Arkansas, even when he was at lowly Shiloh Christian. Well, I wouldn't say lowly Shiloh Christian because they're a Class A school. But even with them, you're right, he put the pedal to the metal. At Arkansas, he did that.
Tulsa was a perfect environment.
Tulsa was a perfect environment, exactly, because they play that wide-open style of offense. And now coming to Auburn, where he is a known commodity, though, in the SEC.
Yeah.
Now, against West Virginia, it's going to be a much more unknown commodity because I don't think West Virginia has faced an offense not only as aggressive as it is, but how many tricks he has up his sleeve and how he uses his personnel.
Yeah, Chris Todd at quarterback, but he's the starting QB, but you'll see Cody Burns in there running Wildcat.
Right.
You'll see Cody Burns, who's now a converted wide receiver. And there have been times where close to the goal line, in goal line situations, Cody Burns has been the one behind snap center, and Todd will either be lined up or not in the game at all. So
it's almost a similar offense to what West Virginia does.
Yeah.
But West Virginia relies so much on speed and getting to the corners. And Auburn, now you've seen their defense more than I have.
Yeah.
They do have a little speed there. I'm just wondering if they're fundamentally sound.
And that's the big issue because, once again, they played Mississippi State and Louisiana Tech. They're more than happy, once again, pressure to the quarterback, pedal to the metal. And against an offense that can match that aggression is where they will run into problems. I don't know if the size on the West Virginia line will be able to hold back the Auburn defense, considering that they will bring people from every possible angle at any opportunity that they get. Let's hear from the Chizik and from Bill Stewart.
But we had a nice practice last night, more just getting the basics down, what we think we need to accomplish this week, and we did that. And so now we're in preparation to get down to Auburn and play. It's supposed to be very, very loud. I've never been to Auburn, and I hear it's a tremendous venue to play in. So we're excited about that.
Going to have to play a much better football game, offense, defensively, and special teams wise, to beat a very, very good West Virginia team. So, great challenge for us. I think that this will really kind of get us another step in the direction of finding out, just how good we really are. As I think everybody knows, West Virginia is a very, very talented football team, got a lot of great team speed, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. So we've got our work cut out, and we've got to get much better, like I said, at what we do here at Auburn for us to be able to win the game.
Last words on this one.
Again, I just lean toward West Virginia because I like their style of play. I think you bring up some valid points. I think there's some valid points as far as Auburn and how they can handle that West Virginia offense. And I think West Virginia's defense is a little better, although not up to SEC caliber. But I think it's going to be a very close game. I just got a gut feeling about West Virginia. That's just me.
Okay, I think that West Virginia will do something late to screw it up, but I think that the number's too big at 7.
I think the number is too big as well.
And that'll do for all the previewing. When we come back, it's the dozen.
We're done previewing?
I think so. We got every conference.
All right.
SEC, ACC, 10, 12, East, Pac-10, others. Yeah, and last week. So coming up, it's the Dirty Dozen in the bottom of the barrel. When we come back one last time on the OSG College Football Preview Show.
On the OSG Sports Radio Network.
Well said.
Stay tuned. More college football previews are coming up on this special edition of Count Pointer Count on OSG Sports Radio.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9506.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9506. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9506. That's 800-376-9506.
That's all we got. One goddamn hit.
You can't say goddamn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's Division One football. It's a Big 12. Go play intramurals, brother.
Okay, let me see if I can get this right. Brother J-Dub here, by the way. Welcome back to the OSG Count Pointer Count College Football Preview Review Show. Is that it, John? I think I hit it right. Here on the OSG Sports Radio Network, it's time now for the last segment of the show. You've heard us take you all the way around the world of college football. Here's where we end it with our Dirty Dozen, our top 12, and our bottom five here on OSG Sports Radio. Now, I'm going to solo this segment, John, and we'll have done enough with Phil up in Cincinnati getting our Ohio Bureau set up, but this is my chance to take the reins of the show myself. Now, I'm going to start with my top 12. You may agree, you may disagree. If you disagree, give us a call on the OSG Sports Radio hotline, 206-202-1806. That's 206-202-1806. Tell me how bad we suck or tell me how much, you know, how right I was with my top 12 picks this week. Anyway, here we go, starting with number 12. Number 12, I got Oklahoma. They're playing really strong this year. I've got to have them in my top 12. Number 11, I got Ohio State. Even though I don't like the Buckeyes, they're still in my top 12. Got the number 10, Boise State Broncos. They won their game Thursday night, so you got to give them credit for that. Got LSU. Got to have the Tigers in there. Go Tigers, right, Michelle? Anyway, got the Cal Bears in there at number 8. BYU, God, they're looking good this year. 2-0. Probably go 3-0 today if all said and done. Sorry, John. Got them at number 7. Number 6, I got Ole Miss. Number 5, I got Penn State. It's good to see Jopa back in the ranks this year. Number 4, I got Bama. They should roll against North Texas. No questions asked there, St. Nick. Number 3, USC. Even though Pete Carroll has no idea who his quarterback's going to be, they're still going to be good this year. Number 2, I got Texas. And number 1, believe it or not, you know, just because we're SEC fans doesn't mean this is as a joke or a gimmick. Urban Meyer's got him playing well. Tim Tebow, you got to give him credit. Florida at my number 1. So those are my 12 in review. Number 1, Florida. Number 2, Texas. 3, USC. 4, Alabama. 5, Penn State. 6, Ole Miss. 7, BYU. 8, California. 9, LSU. 10, Boise State. 11, Ohio State. And 12, Oklahoma. Whew, say that 12 times fast. Now, I'm also going to give you my top 12 in the FCS series, the Division I AA. Number 1, I got Richmond. You know, they may do like a high school team, but everybody does. So that's Richmond at number 1. Number 2, got Villanova. Number 3, Montana. Believe it or not, Big Sky Conference. Got number 4, Northern Ohio. Number 5, William & Mary. Number 6, James Madison, believe it or not. Number 7, New Hampshire. Number 8, Southern Illinois. Number 9, App State. Number 10, McNeese State. Number 11, Elon, which that game against Wake Forest is scaring the crap out of me. And number 12, I got Weber State. So those are my top 12 from the Division I AA ranks. Now, my bottom five are going to be a little, I guess, switched up a little bit this week. There are going to be some on there that have been there, some that haven't been, but bear with me. Whether you like it or not, listen anyway. Got my number one, well, actually number five, my bottom five, is North Texas. The Mean Green are still there, even though they almost beat Ohio U last week to go 2-0 on the season, believe it or not. But they play St. Nick and the Tide today, so they'll be back to their cellar dweller ways of old. So North Texas is my number five. Number 4, Washington State. Oof. The Cougars have had 2 blowout losses this season, and they play SMU today, which on paper may be the only winnable one the Cougars have left. So, and plus, their star receiver quit to focus on track. Can you even say Wazoo had a star receiver? I don't know. I might have to check my books on that one. Then number 3, even though I love my ACC, I got to have Virginia in there. This week, disgruntled Virginia fans painted Grow Must Go, Grow Must Go, Get Out on a campus bridge following the Cavaliers' 30-14 loss against TCU. Now, TCU's a good team, so I can't fault Virginia for that one, but we all remember what happened first week, right, Bill and Mary? Anyway, so Virginia's number 3. Number 2, got to have Tulane there. They're 0-2 start. Bob Toledo's team has been outscored 91-16. Whew, Tulane is looking rough this year. Then last, we got Colorado. Believe it or not, Colorado's my number one bottom five team this week. It's Division I football, right? The Buffs got blown out by the Toledo Rockets last week. I mean, just absolutely dismantled. And Dan Hawkins needs to really think about removing his son from quarterback. Dude, you know, paternal loyalty should only go so far. You know, don't have him in there just because he's your son. He sucks, dude. He made decisions at quarterback, you know, Dustin Hoffman's character in Rain Man could have made. So, just come on. Think about it. Get him out of there. And I have to end it like this. To quote Brother Phil, who's, you know, like I said, hanging out in Cincy, Colorado sucks. So, there you go. Those are my bottom five and my top 12. If you like it, don't like it, just don't care, just want to call and say hi, give us a call on the hotline, 206-202-1806. Best comments get put on the air next week. So, think about it. If you want to be on the show too, leave us a comment. But anyway, for Nelson, for Wilkie, for Brother Phil and Abstentia, and for myself, I'm Brother J-Dub. Thanks for listening to the show this week. We'll be back next week with the OSG College Football. I mean, I got it wrong. The OSG Count Pointer Count College Football Preview Review Show. Thanks, John, for giving us that mouthful to say every week. But we'll be back next week here on Podomatic.com. To check us out, go to pointercount.podomatic.com or check out our website, www.onlinesportsguys.com. www.onlinesportsguys.com. Anyway, have a great week. Enjoy your college football and check us back this time next week. Adios. Hasta mañana. See you later.
Post-game show is brought to you by... Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
Thanks for listening to Count Pointer Count. Today's show was brought to you by OnlineSportsGuys.com, Distant Replays, The World Internet Radio Network, Podomatic, Liberated Syndication, and ICD Soft. For more information about Count Pointer Count, please visit the show's website at pointercount.podomatic.com or check out OSG at www.OnlineSportsGuys.com. I'm Mike Blakeney. See you next week on Count Pointer Count.